This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 66 for Friday, September 18th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. ICE Futures canola contracts were narrowly mixed on Friday, seeing some consolidation after rallying sharply higher earlier this week. Canola was down 50 cents to up $3, the most active November contract down 20 cents at the final bell at $531.70 per ton. Canola had climbed above former longtime chart resistance, hitting fresh two-year highs this past week. That was making the market look overbought from a technical standpoint. Seasonal harvest pressure also weighed on prices, with forecasts generally calling for favorable weather over the weekend. However, gains in Chicago soybeans and soy oil today remained supportive. The overall uptrend also remains intact, making any profit-taking corrections a good buying opportunity. In the U.S., continued Chinese demand for soybeans helped that market hit its own fresh two-year highs. November beans up 15 cents at 10.43.5 per bushel. The USDA announced a 132,000-ton sale to China this morning, marking the 10th daily sale to the country in a row. An additional 100,000-ton sale to other unknown destinations was also announced this morning. China's pig herd is recovering from the African swine fever faster than expected, and the country is looking to increase its feed supplies. A need to meet trade commitments with the U.S. is adding to the buying interest. IDEA's dry South American weather, due to La Niña patterns, may see some intended soybean acres switch to corn instead in Argentina. Corn, it hit its best levels in 6 months today, the December contract up 3 cents at 378 per bushel. China has also been in the market for U.S. corn lately, with the rally in beans and wheat today contributing to the gains. However, relatively favorable U.S. crop weather did temper the upside, with the harvest starting to get underway in southern regions. Wheat futures, they saw a continuation of yesterday's rally, with speculative buying taking prices to their best levels since March. Minneapolis spring wheat up 8 cents in the December contract at $5.49 per bushel. Kansas City 16 cents higher in December at $5.04 per bushel. And Chicago wheat up 18 cents at $5.75 per bushel. Strength in Russian wheat markets was spilling over to the U.S. futures, as the U.S. grain is looking more competitive. The Buenos Aires Grain Exchange estimates about 12% of Argentina's wheat crop is dealing with extreme drought, and that's cutting into the yield prospects there. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Friday, September 18th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.